What are you crinkling over there?
A Cliff Bar.
Well, it is a good thing to eat during brunch. Get yourself some energy.
This is a good one, too.
Absolutely.
It's a chocolate brownie, which, by the way, they do a great job at making me feel like I'm actually eating a brownie.
I like the, the white chocolate ones?
Like the macadamia ones?
Ooh.
Yeah, that one's pretty good.
So good. Mm-hmm. But it's the Brunch Time Podcast. It's brought to you by Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits. It's Johnny and Stephanie mm-hmm. from the morning show on 98.3 The Coast. And this is where we like to talk about random stuff, maybe things we didn't get to on the show or just something totally different. Would you say that you are a clean person when it comes to your car?
I'd say at least 70% of the time.
Because you travel a lot. I mean, you go every other weekend or so, you're making your trip to Chicago back home to see family or to see Steve. Mm-hmm. So you're in the car a good amount of time.
Yeah.
And you got the dog in there.
Mm.
So you would say still keep it decently clean?
Yeah, I mean, usually, okay, so my 70% of the time is basically when it's warmer out. So once the winter hits, all bets go out the window there. And that's more so just because it's cold and it's hard to just to stay outside to clean your car off.
What do you got in there during the winter?
It's more so like it needs to be vacuumed because Wrigley's fur definitely gets in there. Like I actually need to go and vacuum it out again because he's just been shedding like crazy. But it's that or wrappers or crumbs because I end up eating at some points, while I'm in the car to travel places.
Right.
But on average, I do try to keep it slightly spiffed up as much as possible. But I don't know, it just kind of like gets away from you sometimes.
Absolutely.
Like any kind of cleaning.
Absolutely. I have, especially during the wintertime, I've got all kinds of different things. I have like a full jack to jack my car up because mm-hmm. I never trust, if I get a flat tire, I never trust those stupid jack things that they give you for your car. That's just like, just take this tiny little thing and lift up your giant heavy car.
It's so small, yeah.
It's so small. So I get like one of the big like floor jacks. Okay. I bought one of those and throw that in the back just in case.
Mm-hmm. That's smart.
Which it doesn't happen often, but
you got a slightly bigger car too. So
yeah, it's like a crossover mm-hmm. SUV, but it's a little bit of an older car. It's like an 06. Your car's like a 10?
Yeah.
2010. So we're not driving the brand new fancy cars, but we still. I myself do not keep my car clean. Doesn't matter what time of year it is.
Yeah.
It's not clean.
So when I say that though, don't look in my trunk.
Oh, your trunk is like the throw everything under the bed kind of thing?
Well, which I was just thinking about that today because my taillight went out and I was, looking this morning and how to replace it. I'm like, oh no, that means I'm going to have to take a bunch of stuff out of my trunk in order to get to that like taillight.
That's the rough part too, because there are times when somebody's like, oh yeah, I'll just ride with you. And I'm like,
don't do it. You can't do it. We can't.
Can you give me like 10 minutes?
Yep.
And then I just throw everything in the back.
Well, with the trunk, this one place I had worked at before, it was for this fitness company where you would travel to your clients.
Oh, so you had all that stuff.
And I kind of never really took a lot of my fitness equipment out of there. So it's like sports stuff, fitness stuff, that kind of, it's not going to be easy to get it out of there in order to get this taillight fixed.
Well, a survey came out that asked people, actually revealed like which car drivers, like which brand are the cleanest or dirtiest people.
Ew.
They say that Volvo drivers have the dirtiest cars.
Really?
33% of them. You'd think not because, Volvos are on the more of the
nice,
higher end car. But they say they clean their car only once every 6 to 12 months. You drive a Chevy, right?
Yeah, a little Chevy Cobalt.
Chevys and Saturns are not on there, but Hondas are, which a lot of people drive Hondas. Mm-hmm. 25% of Hondas say that they clean their car once every 6 months.
I can see.
It's pretty good.
My parents have a Honda Accord. It's like a 2008.
Yeah.
But for the most part, they actually keep that car pretty nice.
And if you have, we don't have kids, but we've got animals, so we're going to keep that car dirty. But I would like to know if there are parents that actually have one of the last times they cleaned out their car, because, you go get your car vacuum, you mm-hmm. vacuum it or you get it detailed or anything, And it's just cereal, it's snacks, random fries in there, and just all kinds of dirt and juice boxes and just, ugh. It can be disgusting. But I've had friends that have gotten their car detailed and they're like, man, it took them a long time, but I just want to just relish in this moment for like a little bit before I pick the kids up again, because I know it's just going to be disgusting afterwards.
Last time I got my car cleaned, I did it maybe about a month and a half ago. And yeah, I was like, I don't want anybody to come in this car right now because it's so neat.
Even when I like clean the dash with like Armor All or clean the windows, I'm just like, ooh, don't touch anything right now. Just look at it. It's nice.
Yeah. You know, it's like anytime you like, I cleaned my apartment yesterday.
Right.
Sometimes you just have to like sit on your couch afterwards, like, look at how nice it is. This is not going to last long, so let's just take this moment.
Yeah, I cleaned my house because they're showing my house, and so I'm cleaning the whole entire thing. And there's a room that has been the catch-all room, the room where I just throw everything. Mm-hmm. Or it's for storage. It's a spare bedroom for storage, as I use the air quotes. But I cleaned that room, and Jocelyn even said, she's like, man, it only took like 3 years.
You're like, well, you know, better late than never.
You got to have the motivation. And I didn't have the motivation. I was like, oh, well, if we move, then we just grab the boxes that are in that room and we're good to go.
It's weird how motivation works like that, because there's, you know, I've been living in my place for about 8 months now.
Mm-hmm.
And last night I just decided to hang some more pictures and put up some lights. I'm like, you think I would have done this a while ago, but nope, didn't have the motivation.
Yeah, it's hard to get that motivation. Same thing with your car. Like if there's stuff in there that you haven't used, like if it's like a shirt or a sweater that you may have left in the trunk or whatever, just donate it.
Mm-hmm.
Just swing on by and donate. Actually, bring it inside, wash it, then go and donate it because there's so much stuff. I actually have a bunch of donation stuff in my car. So right now, it's dirty, kind of. Well, it's full because it's got stuff that I'm donating. So so that's my excuse. But going along the rest of this, Mazda drivers used to have one. They apparently have the dirtiest car mats.
Aren't Mazdas those?
The little cars.
They're kind of nice cars.
They're kind of decent cars. Okay. You know, they're halfway decent. They're the economy line. I used to have one, and I used to have a couple actually, and yeah, they got pretty dirty floor mats. I always try to switch to like a rubber mat because I feel like the cloth ones, especially here living in Michigan, it's just salt, dirt, mud. It just gets disgusting, and they get soaked, and they stay wet, and it's just ugh.
You shouldn't look at my car mat. It looks like a creature attacked it because there's like holes all over the place.
Oh,
it's been like that for a long time, and I was like, I probably should just go get some new car mats. But those aren't cheap. They're really not cheap to buy yourself a nice car mat.
My car mats look like a Jackson Pollock like splatter kind of painting. It's just a mess. But hopefully your car is not dirty, especially a nice day like today, a nice summertime. Probably a good time to clean out your car. So let it be the one time at least this month that you clean your car out. So, and make your kids do it if you got kids.
Yeah.
That's always a fun chore.
Oh my God, a fun task for you.
Vacuum out the car.
No,
wipe down the dash. I give you rides in it all the time. You at least give me this. And you can at least give us a subscribe. Go to our website, 983thecoast.com, subscribe, or wherever you find your podcasts. It's real easy to do so you don't miss a thing. You can catch the Brunch Time podcast. We do it every day, at least every weekday. And it's brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits. All right. You have a good weekend.
You have a good weekend.
Maybe you should clean out your car this weekend.
I was thinking about wiping down the dash at least.
If you do it, I'll do it.
All right. Deal. All right. See you guys.